Proclamation number 3456 of 3rd of March, 1945. Instructing the disciples. Gospel. My disciples shall receive the gospel from me and spread it throughout the world. And therefore I instruct those myself who want to work for me on earth so that they can be active in my will, so that they can proclaim my will as I myself proclaim it to my disciples. For my will has to be fulfilled if people want to become blissfully happy, and therefore they first have to know about my will. The knowledge of it must be spread. Only then can I call people to account as to whether and how they fulfill my will. And therefore I speak to the people on earth who want to listen to me, and I instruct them to pass on my word. And anyone who thus serves me by listening to my voice in order to then speak to his fellow human beings in my stead is my disciple in truth, for I instruct him in all areas. I initiate him into my eternal plan of salvation, I let him gain insight into my reign and activity, into my earthly and spiritual creation, depending on his ability and willingness to receive. But first he must have offered his services to me of his own free will, he must be willing to work for me on earth and strive to gain my pleasure through his way of life, then I will accept him as a servant, as a disciple, and train him for his activity on earth. For this activity is bitterly necessary. Humanity lives in complete spiritual darkness. It no longer recognizes me and my will as alien to it. It only seeks earthly advantage and does not consider the soul. It does not use life for the purpose for which it was given to people, because all knowledge about it has been lost to them. And therefore it has to be presented to people again, it has to be offered to them according to their capacity, they have to be made aware of me as the Lord and Creator, their thoughts have to be directed towards me. And all this requires willing teachers on earth who receive their knowledge from me myself and want to pass it on to their fellow human beings out of pure neighborly love. Love must determine their activity, and thus only such people can be my disciples who love their neighbor, who recognize great spiritual hardship and want to helpfully provide them with assistance. They have to give what they ask for themselves. The pure truth. To their fellow human beings or they will not be able and worthy to receive precious spiritual gifts from me. But if they live in love they are my disciples who endeavor to follow me and thus now also accept the gospel from me in order to spread it throughout the world. For they must proclaim my commandments to humanity. The commandments of love for God and neighbor, the fulfillment of which will earn them eternal beatitude. For anyone who fulfills these commandments lives according to my will, he will constantly be allowed to give and therefore also constantly receive, he will then likewise want to serve me and be filled with strength, and his earthly path of life will earn him spiritual maturity, which is the human being's final aim on earth. And therefore I send my disciples out into the world. I awaken people in all places who let themselves be taught by me of their own free will, and thus the gospel from heaven will be proclaimed to people as soon as they want to hear it. For humanity is in great need, and anyone who offers himself to me for service in order to help his fellow human beings will be blessed as my disciple. He will receive strength from me in order to be able to fulfill his ministry, and my love and grace will accompany him on all his ways. Amen.